Alaska, baby, we said stay high, stay dry, everything else take care of itself, baby. Let's do it.
Stay calm. To stay calm. Fuck that shit, bro. We just got the number one seed of the West. That means we fucking rule the West, and anybody else that doesn't think that, they can go suck greasy, dry, smelly balls. Because the Thunder are for real, guys. Oklahoma City is here to stay, guys. This is number one. What's next? I don't know. But Shea said that we got the eyes on the prize. So they're not content right now with the number one seed.
Damn, dude. And what a crazy ending to the season. The Knicks steal the number two seed, which will be what everybody talks about until they get knocked out of the playoffs. The Thunder go in, hang on to what they need to get done. Now the freaking A, dude. All the Timberwolves had to do was beat the Suns, and they would not face the Suns. And now they have to face the Suns.
Not face them. Dude, it's the best part of it all, bro. Is I'm watching it. I'm like, the one team I personally did not want to play in the first round was the Suns. I didn't want to play the Clippers. I didn't want to play Dallas because Dallas had won like 16 of 19 games. Like, I'm like, I don't want to play some of these teams, right? Like, and I'm looking at the other teams that are there. And I'm like, okay, the Timberwolves for sure don't want to play the Suns because they haven't beat the Suns all year. I mean, they don't want to play the Suns. So I'm like, oh, the Timberwolves have to win this game. They just have to win this game. So go out there with your best players. So you play the Pelicans and it doesn't matter, right? Bro, it was like the biggest fumble ever, man. It was so beautiful. It was just great. It's like, you want the game? You guys, hey, we want to play you guys in the first round. Yeah, we do.
Dude, and no, the
first round upset, baby.
Now everything crazy is happening with the playing game. And so we get to sit here and be like, we don't know what's happening. We don't find out who we're playing until the very last Western Conference playing game. Whereas, you know, the Nuggets will find out after, you know, that immediate game coming up, the 7-8 seed. The Lakers could end up playing the Nuggets. But let me ask you, Dave, do you think the Lakers will choose to drop the first game and try to win the second game? Or is that just silly of me to think?
That's the question right now. You know, I've been sitting here wondering if I'm the Lakers, if I just want to guarantee that win right now, just guarantee the fucking win, right? Because you can beat the Pelicans. Like, you can do that. You know you can. But do you really want to go up against Denver?
Denver.
So I look at that and I'm like, nah, you know, I'm LeBron James, right? I'm like, nah, I can stop Chet.
Like he said, like he told JJ.
Let's play against the Thunder. And the 1-8 seed, right? Here's my thought with that, though, is that means you have to lose against the Pelicans. So the only way we see if the Lakers don't want to win is if LeBron James has a mysterious injury, right? And he doesn't play against the Pelicans. Now, I'm going to start saying Pelicans every single time. So that's the only thing I look at. We'll find out really quickly if it's going to be LeBron James stepping up. Because, if I'm the Thunder, like, the Lakers are the team that I don't want to play in the first round at this moment as the 8th seed. Because there's the Pelicans, right? There's Sacramento, and there's Golden State. All three we match up way better against than Lakers. So for me, I'm looking at it saying, I want the Lakers to win the first game. You know, go play against Denver. Go do that. But I'm thinking, looking at it, saying, okay, if I'm a Lakers fan and I'm a Lakers person, I'm saying, if we beat the Thunder, then we play against the Clippers or Dallas, which is better than beating Denver and trying to play up against whoever is over there, which would be the Suns, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a clusterfuck. The Warriors versus the Kings. Let's talk about that. I mean, it seems like the Kings could steal this game to me pretty much, but that's maybe wishful thinking. I'd rather avoid a 7-game series against both the Warriors and the Lakers, but you know, that's probably unrealistic. And that's just, why not beat one of those other teams on the way to our championship, you know?
See, again, this goes back to if I'm watching it as anything other, I'm looking at it like this, is that Sacramento, if Warriors beat Sacramento, right? Lakers know that they can beat the Warriors, right? Sacramento beats Golden State, which if it hasn't been for the recent slide of Sacramento just sucking ass in the last, what, 25 games, 30 games, right? You know, like, they would have been okay, but they have just slid down that list. Like, I don't know what's going on right now, but to me, I'm saying Golden State has a legit chance to beat them by 20 just because of the recent play hasn't been phenomenal. So Golden State's been here. They'll do something great. But as far as that goes, man, again, this is crazy. I've never looked at the play-in as being like a positional thing, right?
Yeah.
But this year it is. It's all about, you know, are the Lakers going to throw the first game, which is legitimate, because if Lakers beat the Pelicans, right, then the Pelicans are done because they're not going to win the next game, because that's what will happen. It's over for them. So it's a strange year, bro. Like, the Pelicans fucked up, bro. Win, and they were good, bro. Win, and they were good. And then the Lakers just beat them. It's like the Lakers wanted to play against the Pelicans.
I mean, I think the Lakers go out trying to win every game, you know, but in the end, you have these moments where you're like, maybe they were targeting something. And yeah, it could be us. I mean, this is going to be fascinating, but we're locked in. I don't remember having a team this locked in going into the playoffs. Honestly, since, okay, I don't want to talk about it, but like, right after we made the finals, that next year we were going to the playoffs, we're grooving. Kind of felt like this a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? And we got an injury. So, you know, that's probably the last time we had swagger at this level in Oklahoma City. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, when you have any type of injury, you know, like the first time you get back on the court, you start, you know, limping and all that other stuff, trying to get used to that injury, trying to get it back, right? That's how it's been in Oklahoma City since that Warriors clusterfuck that following year after the finals.
Oh, that was a few years ago.
It's always been like,
yeah.
Yes, it was. Conference it was finals, what, four, three years, three, year, 4 years later. But
yeah.
But my point is that like that injury that we sustained there, it's never been the same. So for me to look back before that time period and say, like, you know, like, it's hard because that's all I see in 2016. Like, that's what I look at. Like 2014, 2013, 2000, you know, 15, like those are the years are before that 2016 where the heartache and everything started. So for me, I look at that as like the ultimate break. Like we're all in Oklahoma City been injured, and we all have been sitting there saying this is going to happen again. We're going to lose somebody. We're going to get injured. We're not going to be able to make it because we saw what happened with the best team that we've ever had. That's where I want to put the brakes on, because everybody that wants to say that Oklahoma City Thunder 2016, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015 teams are better than this team, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. It's a different NBA. This team isn't built like that team. That team was very top heavy, man. Very, 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 very top heavy. This team is built incredibly well, 1 through 12.
So you're saying
it has a system built in.
This team would beat all all previous versions of the Thunder.
I'm saying not just that. I'm saying in a 7-game series, you're going to have to look back into the Lakers in order to be able to beat this team, like the really good Lakers teams. that we watched. Like, we're talking Kobe and Shaq and Kobe and Powell. We're talking those teams right there would be the only teams in the West that could compete with this team. This team is not like anything else we've ever seen. It's a 7-game series, and this team is not just good on defense. It's great on offense. We push the ball. We tire people out. We can completely use this rotation like nobody's seen before. So I'm saying that in a 7-game series in the last 25 years of hoops, in the West, I'm not talking about East teams right now, but in the West, there's probably only 3 teams that would beat us in the history of the last 25 years. And it's just how it is. This team is better than I've seen any team ready to go for a 7-game series in a long, long, long time.
It seems like people are like, oh, yeah, the Thunder are first place, but maybe it was a fluke. Maybe they're not ready for the playoffs. But you're saying this team is actually like might even be the favorite for the finals if, you know, the Nuggets trip at all.
I don't think it matters what happens on the other side of the bracket. I just don't think it matters. I think what's going to come down to is that our first round game, I think we could go 4 or 5 games, just depending on how much we want to play with our food before we eat it. Then I think in the second round, I think that that will be a challenging, a definite challenge for this team. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets to 6 or 7 games, you know, depending on the Clippers or Dallas. But ultimately, our way that we just consistently go at it, we're a lion in the fucking jungle, bro. We're just constantly going and going and going and going and going. And that's where I just kind of stop and be appreciative of what's happening in Oklahoma City. Because if people are wanting to try to put this team in a box and say, well, they got to beat LeBron first, or they got to beat this team first, they got to beat this team first, they're just not understanding what's happening. This team is designed for a long playoff series. You get in game 7 with us, you're going to know it's game 7, and you're going to have a hard time throwing up shots. And I'm cool with that, because I think that it's perfect for where we need to be at. Also, I want to address this, because every place I've seen, they always say that Oklahoma City Thunder have 0 experience in the playoffs. 0. Yes, it's been a while since we've had playoff experience, right? But we do have guys that have playoff experience. We have a lot of guys now that have playoff experience. So for me, I sit here and I'm like, okay, I don't think that matters. And then people say, well, you're the youngest team in, you know, to ever take the first place in the West. You guys are just so inexperienced. I get that. But this team is built for a 7-game series, period. Okay, Sam Presti did a masterful job at it. So for us to say that the Thunder are going to get beat 4 times in a 7-game series in the West is just delusional. I'm sorry. I don't care who we play in the Western Conference Finals. I don't care who we play in the second round. Like, it doesn't matter. Because if it's Luka and Kyrie in the second round, we know that they get injured all the time. We know that they're going to have a tough series against the Clippers. So it's going to be rough. And the same thing with the Clippers. Like, we could get 1, 2, 3, 4. And then now we get another week break while the other teams are figuring it out. You know, like, we're so rested. We get a week break right now waiting for our matchup. And then we could get another week break after the first round. Like, we could be so rested going into these playoffs games that everybody else is like, this is not even fair. This is not even fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time. I mean, it's hard to project all the things that are happening right now, and there's going to be an intense amount of attention paid on these playoffs. Like I mentioned at the beginning with the Knicks doing that, anytime the Knicks are part of the playoff storyline, especially if they have like this like favorite mentality, it puts New York in a tizzy. So I anticipate for the next several months, people mostly focus on what's going on in the East with Boston and New York being good, but things will shift.
I'm going to say this is that if I was Boston, I would be concerned about New York. I would be concerned about New York because if Boston has a mix-up where Porzingis or Brown or Tatum, they get injured or whatever, and they play against the Knicks, and then there's this all this hype and all that stuff, and Brunson comes out doing what he does, like, that is the team that I don't want to play in the Western Conference Finals. I would rather play against Milwaukee. I think they would match up way better. So could we see a New York Knicks and Thunder matchup in the finals? I mean, anything is fucking possible. Anything is fucking possible. You heard it here
first, folks. Knicks, reality, Thunder, Mark, fucking finals matchup would be incredible.
The reality of where it's at, bro, is that the Thunder, in my opinion, in the West, everybody's circling Denver saying Denver has the best chance of coming out, but the Thunder are the team to beat in the West. In the East, everybody knows that Boston Celtics had just crushed everybody else, right? But here's the thing about Boston Celtics is young coach, decent system, but last year, man, when they got pressured, we saw some interesting shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying is Western or Eastern Conference Finals, they're going to have to beat, if the Knicks are there, Milwaukee's there, they're going to have to beat them. And I'm looking at it saying we would rather see a different team than Celtics in the finals if we get there. And I think that will happen. Thunder are here. Championship number one.
Dave calls it first. So place your bets while they're fresh, baby.
I get it. People are saying stop putting stuff on this team, but look at Shea's interview yesterday and tell me that that's not already on the team. That the team isn't already thinking about this was just the first step of many more. We're not content with this. So if you want me to say like, oh, well, Dave, stop putting this on the team, like all this pressure on this team. No. It's nothing about what I'm putting pressure on. It's about this team. They're recognizing something special right now. Right? And I'm letting them know that there is something special. Like, there is something beautiful in the locker room. There is something beautiful on the floor right now, and it's all working well. So why can't we as super fans, right, guys? All of us are super fans. If you're listening to this episode, this podcast, you guys are super fans with us.
You're now anointed.
Why can't we think about this team being legitimate championship contender? Why can't we stop and say, this team is the favorite in the West? Because we beat Denver. 3 out of 4 times this year, right? We tied with Minnesota, right? Our conference record is the best in the West. Our home record is tied for best in the rest on West. We've only lost 8 home games all season. Now we get home game all playoff long, especially if we get to the, you know, championship, the finals, and we have to play against the Knicks. We still get home court advantage. So what's happening here? It's the emergence of this team being fucking for real, and everybody's waking up and smelling the coffee. And for us to be able to sit here and say this team's for real, this team's going to the finals, like, why is that wrong? Why is it wrong for us to say that this team was going to win 55 plus games this year? Oh, you guys are putting too much pressure on this team. No, we're not. We're calling this team good before anybody else recognized this team was good, except for our super fans, right? You guys are there. You guys all recognized it too. And when everybody else is like, this team is not going to win more than 50 games or 45 games or whatever it was, like, you guys were all like, nah, this team's got it. This team's special. And that's why we're here. That's why we're talking about this. That's why we're sitting here saying, now we have to believe in the next step, right? Now we have to go to the next step. Well, what's the next step? Well, we've already made the finals, or we already made the playoffs, right, as the one seed. We already have an MVP candidate, right? We have a defensive, incredibly defensive talented team. So now what are we talking about? Well, we have to believe now. We have to start understanding now that this team in a 7-game series is capable of crushing everyone.
What are you going to do about it, guys? You know what I mean? I feel like what we got to do right now is just take a moment to be grateful that we're in this situation. And that we have so many years of great basketball coming up. We see the Rockets slide, I think, to the 11th, maybe. So we'll see what happens, you know, with that pick. There's going to be the lottery. But it's very exciting right now. And this is just the beginning. And then this playoffs, I mean, shit, dude, it could last several months. we're hoping it lasts several months. So we hope that you guys will keep joining us. Obviously, this is very exciting time. So take some time to tell us your favorite part of the season, what pumps you up so much. And obviously, with the team clicking this while going into the playoffs, it's great.
Before we go, let's talk about our favorite moments of the season, bro. Do you mind? Because, like, if we're going to ask our guys to share it, why don't we share some of our favorites, right? All right. For me, it was no doubt when Chet hit that three in Golden State to go to overtime, bro. When you got Shea's face, I was just like, like, couldn't believe it, bro. Like, that was the moment I knew that 55 games was possible. That, like, I felt it was possible before, but that was the moment I knew without a shadow of doubt we were going to win 55 games. It was like 100%. That shot was a killer mentality, bro. And then we went and sealed the game. That was my favorite moment of this last year. What about you, man?
I mean, I was thinking, and I didn't have a lot of time to think about it, so I was listening to you. So I'm just going to go with a collection of moments. I would say the Thunder brought back the post-game interview. You know, sometimes certain teams have certain things, and they do as a group, and it's really fun. And I think, like, in baseball, we see it with rally caps or different signals back from second base, you know, if they hit a double and fun things like that. And you see the way that the bench interacts with each other on the court, like the players on the court, and it's very fun. But then you see it all come alive in front of the camera. I see someone like Gordon Hayward. He's like, I don't know, a little uncomfortable with the goofiness J Will provides and J Dub brings. And he's, you know, it's hard to know. I know if I was in that environment, I'd be kind of like, guys, stop. That would be kind of my personality there. But watching them just like go to the next level, it's like they really love each other. It's not just like friendships, it's more like a brotherhood, and you can tell they enjoy going to work every day. They enjoy where they're going, and the season is like, it's one of those Cinderella stories that you know you want to ride for as long as you can, because you know you never know when that moment is over. So deep down, even though this is a little counterintuitive, I hope that we finish second in every single category except for win the championship. I hope Shea's second in MVP, and I hope Chet's second in Rookie of the Year. And I hope basically what people are saying is going to happen happens, so that we can come through and we can demonstrate in the playoffs why Shea's the MVP and why Chet does make that big of a difference on a winning team, and not just a bunch of, like, you know, like, look, the team would have won 14 games without him and they won 20 games with him. Like, oh, everybody freak out. You know what I mean? Like, it's not one of those situations, you know. I'm not saying anything else about anybody else. I'm just saying it's not one of those.
All right, guys. Well, we'll do it J. Will style, signing off here. So